what's your luggage policy? This is one of those situations where I feel like my husband gave me the I told you so look last night, but then, like, you know, he hid for his life. I have been looking for my jeans. Like, I can't find my favorite jeans.
That's a problem.
Always.
Yeah, you know? Because the thing with jeans is, especially when they're your favorites, there could be a week where they get used three times.
I mean, sometimes more, let's be honest, you know? So I've been going crazy looking. I was like calling my girlfriend, like, "Have you, like, did I leave my jeans at your house?" I couldn't figure it out. Like, did I leave them at the gym? Like, where did they go? And then I looked over and I saw it and I go, "Oh, I know where they are."
Mm.
And I have been home from Vegas. I went away to Vegas and I have been home now for 9 days and my luggage is still packed.
Like, wow.
I have not unpacked my luggage. Last weekend, I had to work all weekend, and I feel like it's such a big, annoying task when I get home that I always put it off, which drives my husband absolutely insane. But as I'm lying in bed, being like, "Where the heck are my jeans?" I go, "Oh, they're in my luggage." Like, I never unpacked them.
I mean, how much of a burden is it truly? You get home and you need the stuff that's in there. I mean, it's something has got to be in that luggage that you're going to need before that. Like, you don't carry a hair dryer or anything like that?
No.
Or
so
shoes that you like?
I carry my makeup bag.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, I would think you would need that.
Yeah, my makeup bag is separate. And the truth of the matter is like, when you go away, it's like all your, like, fancier, quote unquote, clothes and whatever.
Yeah.
And, like,
so you'll never dress like that around here.
No.
You know? The things that you'll wear in Vegas, you would never wear about your normal life.
Yeah, but this isn't just Vegas. Like, anytime I go anywhere, I have a really terrible problem where, like, I hate to unpack. I hate to unpack. And, you know, we're going away again in a few weeks. And I just think to myself, well, maybe if I can wait till I get closer to that trip, then I can just do everything at once. I'll unpack, quickly wash, repack. It'll just be like a whole day thing and I can move on with my life.
Thank you for answering that question. Because I just thought that you were going to be like, no, they are dried kind of while sealed in this box.
That's why I have a million pair of underwear. I never throw away my underwear, so I never run out. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your luggage policy?
It's a must that it gets unpacked immediately. Laundry in the basket, everything gets unpacked. The one time that I didn't do it, like Anna was saying, I was missing my favorite pair of jeans for so long, calling my sister's house, freaking out, "Where are my jeans? I lost them."
Right.
And they were in the bottom of the...
Oh, that's where they always are.
Calling you your sister. "You bee, did you get in my house while I was gone? You stole my jeans." Well, there's the woman who's helped raise your children, right?
No. I stayed at her house, so I thought I left them there.
1-800-330-9999. You get home from a trip. What's your unpacking luggage policy? When you say it out loud, it makes me sound gross, but I haven't unpacked my luggage in 9 days since I've been home. I don't know. I think people have different luggage unpacking kind of protocols and policies in their house. For me, my husband, first thing he does, he unpacks everything he has. For me, I just let it sit there possibly forever.
Indefinitely, really.
Yes.
I think a lot of it depends on where you're going, right? Mm-hmm. Because that could control the level of stank that's coming out of those bags.
Eventually,
right?
When I need something, I will take it out and it'll get to it. But
if I go somewhere tropical and it smells like suntan oil, then I'm not all that bothered by it. On the other hand, if I went man camping and it smells like a bonfire, it's all got to be washed.
What is your luggage policy? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
So when my wife and I come back from vacation, we're two different people. As soon as I get home, I start unpacking while the luggage is still, like, downstairs and she's still pulling luggage out of the car or she's watering plants or doing things around the house. I have everything unpacked already before she's even, you know, before we even have everything in the car. I have to unpack right away, put the dirty clothes in the hamper, and put the luggage away.
Wait a minute.
She's total opposite. She's long.
It's like me and my husband. You guys are exactly like us.
So is laundry on the first floor then? Because, I mean, you're walking in the door. She's, like, getting the dogs out of the crate, like, you know, making sure everybody goes potty, feeding the plants, trying to bring your vegetation back to life. And you're already unpacking it there in the living room.
I am. Exactly. The luggage is on the floor. It's open. The dirty clothes are out. Go to the laundry room. and, you know, putting shoes away and everything. And she's walking around the house, making sure everything's okay. Everything's, you know, safe. And I could care less about that. I care less more about unpacking the luggage.
You and my husband are the same person.
It's a bit obsessive.
No, exactly the same thing. It irks him. It bothers him.
There could be an intruder in the house right now, and he's worried about his dirty drawers getting out of that box.
I mean, I get it. They're the same thing.
1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven, what's your luggage policy?
Oh, I unpack immediately. As soon as I get home, I take everything out of the suitcase. I put my jewelry away. I put the kids' stuff away. I even start a wash that night.
That night? Oh, am I actually tired?
Right. I'm normally walking in the door off a trip at like 11 o'clock at night. I never come home in the morning. I always want to get that extra
last day,
few hours out of it.
Yeah.
But wow.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your luggage policy?
Our luggage never comes into the house. It goes straight from the car to the garage, from the garage to the washing machine. Whether we wore it or not, it gets cleaned. And within 3 hours, everything is away as if we've never left the house.
Within 3 hours?
I think it's crazy everything that you wash everything.
We've never left.
We have like everything. Two luggage, and the two luggage, we have our stuff. But we separate when we get there, and so the one luggage becomes the stuff we have not worn yet, so we don't have to wash it. And the other luggage is the dirty luggage of all the dirty stuff.
Well, that's the truth, because, I mean, if you put them in the same bag, then everything smells funky.
Everything's dirty.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't know. Is it like a bed bug thing, sir? Is it just in general, you're like, nope, it's just going to smell like that place?
Yeah. There are four of us, and we are typically the germaphobes, so we check the beds for bed bugs. We hang a laundry bag in the closet, and then the laundry bag goes into the luggage with everything else, and we wash everything as soon as we get home.
Hmm. Well, that's the safest way. I mean, if that's what you're thinking about, I get it. Right.
It's like my best friend Danielle. She's so afraid of bed bugs that she bought that oven.
Right.
She bought an oven, so when she gets home from vacation, she puts her luggage in this oven in her garage that kills any bugs that might be in there.
It's the strangest thing I ever heard of. Who knew they made such contraptions?
1-800-330-9999. What's your luggage policy? It's been 9 days. 9 days since I got back from my trip, and my luggage is still sitting behind my bedroom door. I had to move it out of the way because I kept tripping over it, and then my husband kept tripping over it, and then he would give me a disapproving look because he's the guy that immediately unpacks his stuff, you know? And he hates that I do it, but at this point in our marriage, 16 years, he knows that he's never going to change me.
I think it's, for me, it's kind of like, what is my frame of mind when I get home, right? So some trips, you know, when you come home, you feel refreshed and you're ready to go. Like, you're ready to get back to work, get your stuff done, get things in order, right? And other trips you come back and you're still mourning them. You're grieving the loss of your Vegas trip is what you're doing right now, Anna, if I had to guess.
What is your luggage unpacking policy? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Okay, I went to my country for my father's funeral and 3 years ago, and I haven't been able to take nothing out of the luggage. It's been there for 3 years.
What?
Wait a minute.
Come on.
You haven't unpacked in 3 years?
Well, it was for my father's funeral.
Oh.
I went there just for a week, and I had not had the courage to take nothing out of the luggage.
Well, that's sad.
Wow.
That's terrible.
3 years in my luggage, and I don't think that I'm, you know, I put it in my closet, the suitcase in my closet in the corner. I've been not able to take nothing out of the suitcase.
So you haven't, I mean, have you taken another trip since then and used another suitcase, or is it, there's been no trip since?
Yes.
Well, you have.
Yes.
I see. Okay.
Yes.
I think it's an emotional attachment thing.
Yeah, it's like a box where you've locked away that emotional experience.
Right.
I'm not a psychologist, but there's quite a lot to that.
I think so. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. It's very interesting. You know something? I have things in my life or boxes that contain like materials or information about times in my life, too. And I've closed them away. I mean, it's just another metaphorical box, I guess.
It's true.
It's interesting. Yeah. Thank you for the call.
No Thank worries. You. Have a good day.
You too.
Dana and Raven, what's your unpacking protocol?
Okay, well, my unpacking protocol has to do with when my kids were in college. And they went to school far away, like 10 and 12 hours. So when they brought home their boxes and boxes and boxes of clothes, I made them keep them in the garage until they washed one box at a time, because nothing that was in their dorm room
or the sorority house was coming into my house. So they had to clean them once off.
I would like you to have a job right now with the CDC. You sound like you were on top of things, and I like that.
Like, right? I wonder what diseases your sorority brings home with you.
Man.
Let's not go there.
Shot of penicillin and a topical ointment.
Yeah. And on Raven, what's your unpacking protocol?
As soon as I get home and the packages get delivered, it gets undone. I have everything dry cleaned, folded, and put in boxes. I send it to the hotel I'm going to. And then before I come back, I do it again. So I don't even have to carry it on the plane.
I mean, that's extravagant. That's pretty good.
That is boss.
You know what I mean? Right.
Right.
Right. That is boss.
It's cheaper than me taking it on the plane. It cost me $50 to take it on the plane.
Wow. I never even thought of that.
I could send it overnight for $25.
Sir, you may have just changed travel forever.
If you win the lottery, maybe.
He said it costs the same as a check bag.
There's no way. And on Raven, what's your unpacking protocol?
Hey, good morning. How are you? I'm calling to follow up on that toothbrush comment. Never, ever throw your toothbrush away before you get home.
Why?
Because if your flight gets canceled and you're stuck there, you're going to have mighty stinky breath.
Oh, you're finger brushing then.
Oh, I finger brush.
You're finger brushing.
My finger. Right.
That's just nasty.
Oh, finger brush it. Finger brush it.